The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at our Business on the Edge training and radio podcast, free content and premium content. So you want to connect with that content out there. San Jose Women's Business Examiner, that's a free subscription. So you want to connect there as well. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson. Our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your product, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, frustrations. You know what I mean, ladies. It's a group for you to make your comments and connections and thoughts known. Sometimes we just need to have a group with women and we can just kind of get things out. But definitely share your products and services out there as well. If you want to connect with me directly, you can email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz or ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions and or comments. Each week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business ministry growth. I want to start out with a little bit of business news today. I actually do this every year on the KDOW sister station. There's contests, there's opportunities to develop your career portfolio. These things are important to allow yourself to gain opportunities. You know, years ago, when I ran my first company, it was a production company. And I thought, I'm not going to put my work into contests and things like that for the company, because I thought God just didn't want me to do that. And God kept on pressing me to do exactly that. And so as a result of that, I was able to win some industry rewards within the media, television, production, corporate communication world. And what it did is it created new opportunities. And so sometimes we can be, I know that we want to be humble, but we want to be a part of what's going on in the community that allows us to continue to move forward in what God has us to do. So when I talk about these particular opportunities, whether they're contests to gain grants or money or funding, get involved with them. Get involved. It doesn't hurt to try. You need resources. All companies need resources. I don't care if you're Walmart or you're a mom and pop. You need to figure out how you're going to keep the cash flow going within your company and your business. And some of the ways of doing that is winning awards. And so if you have not made smallbiztrends.com one of your favorite links on the web, do that. If you are in ministry, you're a business owner. And so when I say business owner, I'm not differentiating between a ministry and a business. A ministry is a business. It just happens to be the type of business it is. Like, there's automotive businesses, there's food service businesses, there's ministry businesses. And so when I say businesses, you want to participate in these particular opportunities. And this is the 2015 nominations for the Small Business Influencer. I love this contest. I've had customers in this contest. They haven't won yet, but you have to be in it to win it, I always say. And so the Small Business Influencer Awards 2015, the deadline for that is October 15th, 2015 at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So they have a little clock going here on the website. It's 27 days, 22 hours, 27 minutes and counting. So you can nominate yourself or you can nominate someone. So these are the categories. You got news outlets. And so if you're a faith-based news outlet, get involved. You know, KDOW, KFAX could get involved. I'm just saying. I don't know if my producer's listening to that, but it is a broadcasting company. Corporations, if you're a nonprofit, corporations, that includes you, journalists, leaders, that could be executives, academics, government officials, key employees, get involved, experts, apps, if you have an app that's taken off, those are different areas that you can apply. In fact, I'm going to put myself in because I think I work hard for the small business community and I'm trying to win something to myself. I'm just saying. So get involved with that. Again, that is at smallbiztrends.com, and that is the Small Business Influencer Award. We're going to get into our show. I have a very, very special guest in the studio, someone that I love very much and I've known for many years and has been on the show a couple of weeks ago. And so she is in the studio with me from the East Coast here participating in a conference. She has dropped her first album. He is. Tawana Ellis is in the house with me. If you haven't heard her sing, you need to sit down and tell somebody to listen, because this girl can bring it to the table, bring you to the throne room.
Oh, that's sweet. That is so sweet.
You've been doing it for years. I'm so glad to have you here.
Yeah.
And this album cover is absolutely fantastic.
I am so excited about being here. First of all, thank you so much for allowing us this time to just come and hang out with you. It's been a while. But I was with you last year at the event, at the women's business event
Okay, right. That's right. We did the This Girl Is On Fire. So
that's
you were
right.
there.
I was there for This Girl Is On Fire.
Right.
And at that event, I announced that I was working on my CD or going to start working on my CD soon thereafter. And sure enough, we got back from your event and we went right into the studio and I'd written four songs. And my producer, who is Jarmone Davis and Chris Lewis, Jarmone co-wrote Marvin Sapp's song, Yes, You Can, which has already topped the charts. And so we're really excited about that. And we just went into the studio and laid it down in about 5 or 6 months, through the winter months and all that brings on the East Coast. Right. And so we're really excited. These guys, a group of African-American businessmen who have a business in Maryland called Starvin' Artists. And I went and I talked to them like one day and sent them some sketches. And they created a brand for me and the business that he is ministry business, as you say. And so I'm really excited about this project. It is just, it's a heartfelt thing. It's been in my heart for years. I mean, when I lived here on this coast, we did a lot of work with Ron Canole and the church that we were with. Let me just give a shout out to Pastor Dick and Carla Brunel for allowing me some space on their conference, which is called Thunder in the Bay. It's happening already, and I'm doing music off of the project he is. So I'm real excited about it all.
This is absolutely fantastic, fantastic. I tell you, I'm so excited about this. I don't know if my producer has any of the music queued up yet. Can we share a little bit with the audience? Let's bring that in. Go to a break here. AM 1100 KFAX. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. This segment, we always do a little bridging the gap between between business and faith, and we still have Tawana Ellis in the studio with us. She's going to ride out the whole show with us,
hey.
And so we're going to be, we're going to keep connecting on different points here. But I want to talk to you a little bit about, in all you're getting, get understanding,
mm-hmm.
and I want to share this from a business perspective, because I see some disconnects, and that's why we're doing a little bit of bridging. And I'll say to Tawana, if you want to jump in on some of this, you certainly can.
That's
but I want to talk about how the body of Christ or ministries and this disconnect in not getting all your understanding. And as a result of that, you're not gaining all of the opportunities that are available. Like before we came to this segment, or before the break in our first segment, I mentioned that Small Biz Trends is having its Small Business Influencer Awards and get involved. And ministry businesses tend not to get in I want to say social entrepreneurships that are religious, that has a religious framework, tend not to get involved with the business components that are necessary to run your business well.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you might see there's, in fact, we have the Small Business Expo that was Thursday. And I'm just wondering how many businesses, ministries have gone to the expo to get understanding, to get opportunities to learn about what's going on with big data. Important to measure and track.
Mm-hmm.
You should be measuring and tracking your key performance indicators and SMART goals within your ministries. Why? Because you spend way too much money because the homework isn't being done. And so you want to maximize every dollar. And I usually tell small businesses, you know what? You want to keep as much money in your pocket as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And spend what you need to spend. That doesn't mean that everything's free, and it doesn't mean that it's low cost. It means that you're managing the resources and the cash flow and the operating budget, the operating costs that are coming into your business as a ministry. And this is not something that is not being done throughout all businesses. You have to have SMART resources. You have to have training. You have to keep things moving. You don't just get in business and just forget about getting training.
Yeah.
For example, when you work for an organization, you can, like for my husband, for example, he's constantly taking classes to keep his certifications up with regards to IT. Why? Because that allows him to be able to say, what am I worth? What is my worth?
Yeah.
You know, we hear speakers talk about, and I'll ask this in a time management class or money management class, and says, how much are you worth? And I'll get responses like, and I have to stop. Faith-based, when I do this in a faith-based community, I have to stop the faith-based community, because Christians will say, well, I'm believing God. No, I'm not talking about what you believe in God for, because you might not be worth that right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to be worth $150 an hour, and you haven't done enough work and training to educate yourself to be worth $10 an hour.
Right.
So, you really have to work that out. And the training is important. And I'm talking about this because you have to spend money. You have to do things that allows you to build your wealth. Like, for example, let's take your CD.
Yep.
Okay. Was it free?
Oh, absolutely not. It absolutely was not free. And I'm still paying into it. And on top of that, I am putting money back into myself. And I think it's extremely important to mention that the world takes its time to learn its craft, to keep up on it, to continue their certification and their education. And it's our responsibility in the Christian world to do all that and more. We should be running things as
Absolutely.
Opposed to taking them back in. And the other thing is we need to feel a freedom to be involved with people of business and entrepreneurs who may not be faith-based. Don't be afraid to join in with that community because they have something to offer us, and surely we have something to offer them. We got to get involved with community. We have to be involved with entrepreneurship, with folk who don't know Jesus, because it's our responsibility to show that love, and it's our responsibility to gain the knowledge that they already have. We got to get in there.
We have to get on in there. And I'm telling you, I'm so encouraged by what you're saying, because this is what I'm talking about all the time. We're not getting involved with public relations. Mm-hmm. And so I stay very involved with public relations, civic leaders. You have to get connected. And I'm going to tell you, the world's ready.
Yes.
They're ready. And we have to come and prepare our etiquette, how we're going to interact.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, sometimes the interaction is incorrect. And you have this banner on your forehead.
Yeah.
And people are afraid to engage you because they don't want to. They don't want to be Bible beaten. And I've said this
it's
before.
True.
Right. I have clients that are Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Maram is advertising on this particular show and she works for New York Life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's a devout Muslim,
mm-hmm.
and we do business together, and I think she's a fantastic lady. She has beautiful boys. She's trying to feed her family like everyone else, and she offers church continuation plans.
Yeah.
And those church continuation plans, we need them. Hello?
Yeah,
we need to have them.
Yeah.
And so she's not trying to sell her
religion.
That's right. She's trying to make sure that you have the resources that if something happens to the pastor, to the church, or anything, the family's taking care of, the church taking care of, it's the church can continue on, those sorts of things.
And look, it's funny to me that when you're at a festival or when you're at a community event and people see you coming and they like, oh my God, they turn away, they expect that you're going to float up or something. And what they're looking for is solid integrity and character. And they're looking at a business that has the integrity that is long reaching.
Sure.
And so we can't be so, and this might be cliche-ish, but we can't be so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good, because then we're really no earthly good.
You know what? I've heard that before, and I appreciate that. I used to say that. I'm going to say it a little bit different, because it makes the same point, is that we can't be so religiously minded, because the Bible says for us to walk by spirit.
Yes.
And we want to walk by spirit. Jesus walked by spirit.
Yes.
So he was always relevant.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
But when we're religiously minded, we become irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot accomplish what God wants us to accomplish.
Exactly.
We need to be able to accomplish, and we need to bridge the gap. And so it you know, when you go to a networking event or you're going to go to the training classes,
yes.
and I'm going to tell you about a seminar that we have going on in October 24th. October 24th is going to be the day for that, but we'll get to that in a minute. Well, what I want to do is bridge that you have to like.
Yeah.
Tawana Ellis is saying here, not only was this album not free,
right.
but I'm pouring back into it. I'm still paying it off. I'm still paying into it. I like the way that you said I'm paying into it.
Yeah.
Why? Because this has the potential to reach the globe.
Yeah.
But someone had to go into the studio.
Right.
Pay the producers.
It's about value.
All of that.
I feel like it's a valuable thing and a valuable product. And you mentioned something a second or so ago about courses. So during the day, or I call it my part-time job, my husband and I both work for the federal government. And we take advantage of the courses that the government offers us.
Absolutely.
As employees.
Absolutely.
In communication, in contracting, and other things like that. And we can take that, use it at our job, and use it in our business ministry.
Right, right.
And we need to take advantage of all that kind
right.
of
stuff. Right. And here's the thing, is that we have colleges, we have universities,
yeah.
we have different types of certifications,
right.
and all of that can be used within your ministry, because it allows you to do business smart.
Yeah.
Not I just got news for you. You know, you can pray for customers.
Yeah.
God's not going to bring you all the customers. I just got news for you. You're going to have to do a little bit of marketing,
right.
Advertising.
It's true.
Branding, like you said.
It's true.
You have to do the things that are the reality of what it does. We can't just try to put everything on God. And then when the ministry doesn't work out, or you're not accounting correctly because you won't hire a bookkeeper,
right.
Or you won't buy QuickBooks,
yes.
So you can even do it. All of these different things. And I know that they're processes. But what I'm saying is that in all you're getting,
yes.
Get understanding in what you're doing. And so if you're a preacher and your new ministry growing up, go and find out the smart ways to grow the business,
yep.
So you can reach the people. You can't reach the people if you don't understand the standards. And far too often there's businesses, ministries that tell me, and they'll say, why do I need a business plan? Because God says, write the vision down, make it plain. So those who read it can run with it. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I am chatting it up, talking it up with Tawana Ellis here in the studio,
yeah.
With her new album, He Is.
Ooh,
hot off the presses.
So excited about that thing.
Hot off the presses. We are here in this segment. This is our Power Resource segment from Power People, Businesses and Ministry Corner. How do you find great resources? What are you looking for? What do you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it processing through your personal life and development?
Mm-hmm.
Is it access to multiple connection points? Whatever it is, we have it at Business on the Edge, and we trying to provide as much as we can here on the show. And if not, we have other places that you can get the resources. But before we get to that, let's talk to Tawana Ellis on how can we get this CD?
I am going to be at Jubilee Christian Center tonight, and I'm going to sing a song, and at the end, I'm going to be out in the lobby. I want everybody to come out and be with me, holler at me in the lobby, pick up a CD, let me sign that thing for you, and just come on out and have fun with me, rock with me.
That is fantastic. That is at Thunder in the Bay. Do you have anything queued up that we can kind of let the audience get a little taste?
Whatever you're facing, God's going to turn it around.
He's going to
turn it around for His glory.
I want you to look at my life.
And lifting it inside.
I have a story to tell.
I can tell you my story.
Live in the studio.
Yeah, baby.
We got a little bit of treat. Let me tell you, you have to pick up this CD.
Oh my gosh.
He is Tawana Ellis. You can come out to Thunder in the Bay tonight, meet Tawana Ellis, have her sign the CD. She's going to be singing live there,
yeah.
At Thunder in the Bay at Jubilee Christian Center. And you can get this on iTunes,
yep.
Spotify,
Amazon. Yeah. I mean, a couple of youngsters have even mentioned some sites that I'd never even heard of. So if you just Google Tawana Ellis, He Is, you'll find at least 5 sites there that you can pick me up.
Be blessed with
excited.
He Is, with Tawana Ellis.
Thank you.
You want to get this. So what else in our in our power resources here, I have to mention we've got our Super Fun Run, and that actually is, if you're listening to this on our on one of our other stations that we're broadcasting on, is KDIA and KDYA. So you might be getting this early this Saturday morning. So we want you to come out to the Superhero Fun Run. Get those kids out there and get fit. Get that blood pumping. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can still make the Thunder in the Bay this evening. But this Superhero Fun Run, the kids can dress up in the superhero costumes. I might come out there in my Batgirl costume. Who knows? I might be out there. And yeah. I don't know. You got to come out there and see. Quarry Lakes. This is at Quarry Lakes, 2100 Irishwood Way, Fremont, California. And so this is a 5K, 10K, and half marathon run, and that will start at 8 a.m. So if you're listening to this and we're kind of into this, come out and just say hello. You can get in the park for free. You do not have to run. Come over, say hi to me. If I'm not on the fun run, I am going to, well, the 5K run, I'm going to do the 5K run, do that 3 miles.
Okay,
and that's going to be, and let me just clarify that it's going to be a kind of a walk,
it's
swoosh,
a walk
lean, stepping through and get through.
Sometimes we're going to do electric slide.
This is going to be
like
right.
A quarter of it, right?
Right, right. We're going to do the Cupid shuffle. We're going
to
do all of that stuff.
Right, the stomp.
Do it, whatever we can do to get through it.
Stank,
but it won't
leg.
Be a full run, just so you know. Just so you
we're
know.
We're going to get through it, though. We're going to get through it.
But this is a health fair to a fundraiser for Tri-City Health to support pediatric care. Yeah. So we want to get involved. And then again, this allows us to get involved and come out and check out the resource tables. They're going to have some opportunities out there for you to learn more about getting resources for your health. And if you want to connect with, after this fun run, you can connect with Joe Dulay at 510-252-6819 and get more information and continue to support, because it doesn't have to start and stop at an event, for sure. So what else do we have going on? You know, I've been talking about, you know, really in all you're getting, get understanding. Mm-hmm. Business on the Edge is a resource hub. We are really packed and loaded with resources, and we're event oriented, we're information oriented, and if I were you, I would get involved with what we're doing, mm-hmm. because it is going to support what you're trying to do, and so you can do it again smarter, quicker, and let me just say, when I say quicker, that doesn't mean that it's a microwave. I'm just saying that it's going to take you out of that hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. So you can actually produce what you want to produce. So we have one event coming up, and then we have some other resources that I want to share with you from Business on the Edge. We have our Faith in Business Entrepreneur Seminar. I'm doing this just for you. Nice. We need to get it in. Faith in Business on the Edge Entrepreneur Seminar. That is going to be October 24th. 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And from 3 to 4, we're going to network. There's only 30 seats available in this particular seminar. I'm starting to do more small and intimate seminars because it leaves room for the questions and answers, and really becoming intimate with everyone to have an opportunity to ask me questions, get information, bring my industry friends. So from 3 to 4, I'm going to get in maybe 15, 20 of my industry friends. I'm trying to get Assemblymember Canton Chu and County Supervisor Cindy Chavez. So I'm talking to them about coming out. I'm not sure who's going to make it out. As we get closer, I'll let you know. But other businesses that are skilled in networking, so you can network and share. Maybe it's your ministry. You want to share that. Mm-hmm. You want to do your 30-second, 60-second elevator speech, and I'll teach you how to do that and not make it a cookie cutter kind of thing.
You know, want to say these different kind of events are so important because they give you the opportunity for what we call rapid coaching. You may not have an opportunity to hire a coach in your field of business, but if you come to these events, you sit down and you share with people some of your quick concerns and questions, and generally you can get some really powerful and important and beneficial answers if you come to these events. I totally encourage it. Come on out.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that. This seminar schedule is broken down on Eventbrite. You can get to it through our website at businessontheedge.biz, mm-hmm. and click through. But just to highlight, so you know, I just want you to have it in your hearing today. In all you're getting, get understanding. God says, write the vision down and make it plain. So those who read it can run with it. Why? I need funding. Well, you need a plan so people can run with what you need, what that plan. So they said, okay, I can help you fund that. So we're going to talk about the strong business model, how to create sustainability. We're going to talk about inside your business plan one, and I'm going to do two parts to that. That's going to be really diving into the business plan rather than saying, do the business plan. Well, I don't know how to write it. Well, I'm going to talk to you intimately about how to get your business plan written, and we're going to talk about specific segments of the business plan. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about basics of business ministry credit, getting funding, getting money. Nonprofits do get credit cards and get different types of funding. So you need to know how to do that smart. We're going to talk about the leader in you, and then we're going to end with a networking and public relations workshop. So that way you can apply everything, a lot of things that you learn, and getting your plans done, making sure you have the right business model. If your business model is not right, you're not going to write a well plan. The business model comes before the business plan, just so you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to help you understand all those things. And thank you, Tawana, for saying, yes, it is rapid coaching. But if you get it and run with it, you will be able to start the same day to start implementing things into your ministry and business so you can move forward. We're going to go to a commercial break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. I am going to address a question that Tawana asked me on the break. And this is, you can do this. You can email me at on the edge at business on the edge or faith at business on the edge .biz. Mm-hmm. Both are .biz at the end, not .com. But with your questions, and I get questions from time to time. In fact, Tawana, I got a question not too long ago from a young lady in Africa. Mm-hmm. And she was in the Bay Area, heard the show, and wanted to talk about the business structures and whether or not she should do a B Corp versus another type of structure that sole proprietorship versus a B structure. And so you were just asking me about for-profit because the question was?
The question was, a lot of Christians we see have businesses that are not for-profit, but my husband and I looked at what we wanted for He Is and for our business, which is called The Olive Grove, and decided that we wanted to be a for-profit company. And so I just wanted to hear your ideas about Christians and being a for-profit company as opposed to deciding to be not-for-profit.
Sure. I talk about this a lot within the church community because the Bible doesn't say anything about being non-profitable.
Ooh.
It doesn't say anything about a tax write-off.
Wow.
And so when God says, I've given you the power to get wealth in Deuteronomy 8:18, He's expecting us to acquire wealth. Now, a nonprofit doesn't mean that you can't acquire wealth. It just means that you're redirecting those resources back into that structure. Mm-hmm. And what has happened is that I believe that we have gotten comfortable as the body of Christ because of that tax write-off. I'm comfortable because the only way that I can make money is people donating to my ministry or to my itinerant ministry rather than having the courage to be a ministry speaking organization let's talk about some of the big organizations out there. Now, Zig Ziglar was a Christian, you know, but he was for profit. You have Tony Robbins.
Yes.
For profit. Now, I don't know where his religious, but speaking organizations, and they're making thousands and thousands of tens and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars by speaking about their niche and what they're talking about. And so you can do those sorts of things. You have to really vet out what you're looking to do, because you could do a for-profit with a nonprofit arm.
Sure.
So you can do the social entrepreneurship because the for-profit could be what we call a lifestyle entrepreneur. I am a lifestyle entrepreneur, and that means that I am training and teaching and doing what I do because I love helping other business and ministries and companies and women in business and youth and young people to realize their full potential so they can accomplish the legacy. I'm all about getting you to your legacy.
Yes, yes.
And the way that I do it is getting you through these processes so you
Future.
Can learn. Yes, absolutely. So you can get all you're getting through understanding. And there's some modest cost to that when I'm doing those things, because I understand that there's a segment in our world, in our nation, that will bypass the small business guy because he's too small. Mm-hmm. He really doesn't have, or she really doesn't have, a lot of resources. So to get this training, like, for example, this seminar on the small business. In fact, let me tell you the exact name that we named it. Let me roll up here. I get so much stuff in my head here. But this is the Faith in Business Entrepreneurs Seminar, and I usually call it, you know, things like that, Small Business Entrepreneur Seminar, so I get used to saying that. Yeah. But the Faith in Business Entrepreneur Seminar, when I do these seminars, it should be $199 per person at least.
Right.
At least.
Right.
My coaching, $150 an hour.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand that I will make some modifications so you can be served, because I have businesses that will tell me they will not do business with you because you cannot pay at that price point.
Sure.
What I'm trying to do is help you get to that price point.
Yep.
And if you're at that price point, then I know that you're sustainable.
Yep.
And we're trying to help you build sustainability. And that is one of the components of a smart business model to be able to do that. So really, to answer your question, for-profit, we should see more Christians set up for-profit organizations.
Yeah.
Because you have the advantage of making more money in a very different kind of way, without being concerned about, you know, pay the taxes, pay render unto Caesar what Caesar's, pay the taxes.
Yeah.
It's easier to pay the taxes than trying to figure out how you can get the tax write-off so somebody will give you $5.
Yeah, because so we are a lot of time concerned with the right now, when we
sure.
really need to be looking down the road.
Absolutely. And that's a more difficult path.
It
and
is.
So as a result, but it's worth it, you know.
Well, it takes more discipline.
It does. It does.
We use two D words.
Right. It is. But the point that I'm trying to make in this is that climb is much more difficult and time consuming. And when you want that microwave or that fast food,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
mm-hmm.
for let's use Thanksgiving. It's
mm-hmm.
coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving, I do not want a Thanksgiving meal that somebody shoved through a microwave.
No.
I'm just not feeling that.
Right.
You know, but I do want the one that took you all night and
yes.
you started 2 days
right.
ahead of time. If you
right.
want that kind of result in your business, you have to use that Thanksgiving mentality, that you have to get started now and understand that sometimes there's direct costs, indirect costs, and you don't see, like with coaching, some of the things that I hear is that, well, what am I really getting?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting information to allow you, information costs money. So when you go to a college, you're getting information to help educate you so you make a better decision.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you can't make a decision about information you don't have.
That's right.
I help you do business better. Like I'll tell someone, you know, use Wix.com. I just saved you a lot of money from going to spending $2,500 minimum to a web designer. Minimum. Websites can cost a lot of money, hundreds and thousands of dollars. And I'm saying you need to go to Wix. They're competitive in terms of their look and feel. It'll give you a robust site. They have very dynamic sites, and you can do it at no cost, and you'll have a little, you know, you'll have the Wix advertisements. But if you want to pay a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
which is not much more, so you can have your own domain name and all of that, which
right.
I recommend, that's the one that I would recommend at some point that you gravitate to, then you've saved a lot of money. You don't need to be a web designer to do it.
Yeah.
If you have a pretty good eye, you can kind of just move things around and put what you want in it. So all of these things allows you to have an advantage that you don't currently have. I've done my work. You've done your work to be a great artist, a great singer. You know, you have developed your voice, and I've developed what God has put in my life to be able to be a benefit. And I just don't. And so if I'm going to do what God says, I've given you the power to get wealth. I just can't give it away.
Right.
Sometimes I do,
right.
but that's that's dependent on what God is saying in my heart for me to be able to do that. So I appreciate you asking that question. Absolutely. So some of the other resources that we have for you out here are podcasts. Get a hold of the podcast. I have over 500 shows that I've done over the last 5 years. And so I'm picking through those shows that will help you gain more understanding with regards to developing business, some of the heavy hitters that are out there. But not only that, I'm pulling on my industry friends, and we're doing original content. We're doing stuff that are short trainings, maybe 15-minute trainings, mm-hmm. and we're pushing out new content every single week. We're adding 3 or 4 episodes or new content every single week. In fact, this last week we added a human resource, Human Leap, came on mm-hmm. and did a podcast for us on the differences between hiring contractors, hiring right, first of all, and then maybe a little bit on contractors versus employees. There's nice. Some, you know, you can get in a little bit of trouble if you're not doing that right. Mm-hmm. And then Financial Education Services did a piece on developing your credit from a ministry perspective, from a nonprofit perspective, specifically from a faith-based perspective, if mm-hmm. you will. Mm-hmm. And so we have that out there. And I did a podcast out there, original. I don't want to write my business plan. Write the plan.
Oh, my gosh.
You got churches out there that have great leaders and never have done a business plan. And they can't figure out why they can't hire more people and hire them at the right price point, because you don't know how much you need. You know, you do your forecasting in a business plan. And so you need to know, if I want to hire an administrative support, yes. I need to know what it costs.
Yes.
I need to know what the taxes are, what the benefits are in terms of what they're going to be paid. So that way I can do what I need to do to sell my product or service mm-hmm. to get those resources in to sustain your position. Yeah. And that's how that works right there. So
don't be scared, y'all.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Right.
Jump on in there.
There you go. And that podcast you can get a hold of on our website at businessontheedge.biz. You get a 7-day free trial. Or if you just want to keep the free subscription, you can do that. But I will tell you that the stuff that's going into the premium subscription, if you're a business owner, ministry owner, you want to get that subscription. That's only $9.99 a month, really, you know, invest in your business and company. You're getting thousands of dollars worth of information a month for $9.99. And so we have, about 35 plus podcasts out there right now. We're just adding more and more. You can never catch up with us. We're going to have hundreds out there soon. We're trying to get that up as fast as we can, but get out there. You just have to go out there and just take it for a test drive. You can listen on your iPod, Android, you know, your computer. You know, you just have different ways of getting that information. And again, technology, you need to become technology savvy, technological savvy. You can't get away from it. It's like, oh, I don't want to know it. I don't know how to put it on my phone.
Big.
I don't know how to download it on my app.
That is big.
You have to. Brick and mortar is not enough.
That's
not
big.
Enough.
That's
you have
deal.
To you have to be able to be mobile, and so we can help with that as well. So yeah. We'll talk about that more in our podcast as well. So anyway, these are some resources that you can pick up on, connect, get this album from He
yeah.
Is with Tawana. And if you can come tonight, check her out, you know, to sing live. She's amazing. You will not regret it. We're gonna go to a commercial break here. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. This has been some hot kind of show. This has been fantastic. Tawana, you are absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
You know what? Why don't we give one of your CDs away?
Awesome. I'd love to.
Let's do this. So let's say this. I have a signed copy sitting in my hot little hands by you for whoever
emails us first.
That's right. Email me at faithinbusinessontheedge.biz.
Let's do it that way.
Let's do it that way. What I'll do is I'll get you connected to Tawana through this connection, She can send you a nice little email.
Thank you for listening. Love to hear from you. You can always reach me at Facebook, at Tawana Ellis, Twitter at Tawana Ellis, Instagram me at Tawana Ellis. It's all Tawana Ellis and he is.
Right. And so your website, when is your website going to launch?
Margaret is coaching me on getting that website finished, and we're using the Wix product. So we hope to get that finished within the next 30 days. That is crucial for us. We would love for everybody to dial up and on iTunes and all that stuff, but some folk just aren't doing that. So I need to make that available. So we're in the process of getting that finished.
Fantastic, because this look is hot.
Yeah.
This is a hot look. Oh my gosh.
I'm excited. This was TV.
This was fantastic.
Yeah.
So definitely connect Faith at Business on the Edge.biz. First person that gets to me and says, hey, I want that CD. It is all yours. And I will connect you with Tawana and she can send you a shout out, a thank you.
Yeah. And come on out and see me tonight.
Yes.
So you can hang out with me in the lobby at Jubilee Christian Center at Thunder in the Bay 2015. We're excited about it and would love to see you there.
But you know what? And I'll be there. So, come out, and if you happen to see me hovering around the table there, you can say hello as well. I'd love to meet you. I love connecting with our listeners. You guys are absolutely fantastic. I want to be available for you, so let's connect with regards to that as well. And let's just wrap up on, again, with regards to, in all you're getting, get understanding. Get understanding, and however God is choosing that avenue for you to do that, he's going to provide the resources that you need for that. And sometimes resources are free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that I do teach on a regular basis, that sometimes these companies, they have these 30-day trials, 7-day trials. And what I would recommend is that take advantage of those. Don't pay for them before the trial period is up, because you have some learning curves.
Mm-hmm.
And allow yourself to learn and take the time. And time costs money.
Yes.
What is your value? If you really, and I started this earlier in our conversation, and I really didn't finish it, but what is your value? Not what you think and what you believe in God for, but where are you right now in that value for that time? And so when you're learning, you're spending time, maybe listening to a podcast, you're spending time. And so you need to calculate that and see how much it costs you to invest in yourself. That's important, because when you do your business plan, you can add those numbers to your business plan with regards to preparing for your business. So anyway, I thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Be good to somebody out there today.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.